Radiotopia.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Dear Diary.
Sixth grade.
February 14th.
1991.
I am really depressed.
How could she break up with me?
Mom, you can't read this.
Every kid had a toy they were obsessed with, especially at the holidays.
Hi, my name is Megan Tan, and I am the host and creator of Millennial. I was obsessed with Beanie Babies as a kid. It was almost like every single time I would see a TY sign, my heart would jump. And if my mom saw it, her heart would sink because she'd know that I would want her to stop. And we'd have to go into a store and look at some Beanie Babies. I probably own maybe 200 Beanie Babies. I think Brownie the bear was my first, and then there's Tuffy the terrier, who I really liked, and there's Scorch the dragon, and I would quiz people about them, whether or not they knew the names of the Beanie Babies. I'd be like the seven-year-old who was like, do you know which one this one is? Like, let's play a game. Let's play the Beanie Baby game.
Every December, kids like Megan fill their wish list with their favorite toys. But not every kid is lucky enough to get what they want. The holiday season is as much about learning to manage expectations as it is about wishing peace on Earth. So in honor of that chilly Yuletide reality, we asked a few members of the Mortified community to share their own horrifying holiday memories.
I'm David, and I produce Mortified in Denver. And when I was a kid, every single year, I got a shitty yo-yo from my grandparents every year.
I'm Stephanie. I'm the producer of the Dallas Mortified show. At 15, I had broken up with my very first boyfriend, and my parents thought I would have a good laugh over gifting me the mystery dating game. Instead, it left me crying and screaming at my parents. They just don't understand.
And if you think getting a bad gift seemed cruel, then intentionally giving a bad gift is even worse. Here's Lisa, a producer of Mortified Detroit.
I made homemade coupon books for everyone in my family for Christmas. They could be cashed in for things like extra help with housework or even for hugs.
Her brother got a different coupon.
For him, I hand drew airline tickets to the farthest place I could think of, Iceland, with a note. It should be cashed immediately.
And apparently, there was a lot of sibling bashing going around in the 80s. Because Lisa wasn't even the meanest Grinch amongst Mortified producers. That honor goes to...
This is Amanda Janik, and I produce Mortified in Sonoma County, California. The worst gift I ever gave, over and over and over again, was to my favorite brother. Early in the year, I would steal something of his, and then I'd give it back to him for Christmas. I can't believe he fell for it every year.
From PRX and Radiotopia, this is the Mortified Podcast. I'm Neil. Today, we're answering the ultimate holiday question. Is it better to give or receive?
Receive!
Wow, that is totally selfish. Here's Jason Burke, recorded at Littlefield in Brooklyn.
Hi, I'm Jason. And what you are about to hear is a firsthand account of an epic quest. One young man's tale of the painstaking process of badgering a single mother to locate and acquire a newly released Sega Genesis. Let's begin. December 25th, 1991. Title, Christmas. Today I opened all my presents from Santa and my family. And I was bugging my mom to play with all the toys I got today. And I got in trouble for being cranky and selfish. Today I called people names behind my back. But I didn't mean it. Today I had a great Christmas dinner. It was ham. And for dessert, I had a cake in the shape of Santa's face. That me and my mom made. See you tomorrow, all caps. Sign, Jason Burke, age 10, grade 4. I literally wrote S-I-G-N, comma, my name. That's no goodbyes. All right. December 27th, 1991. Title, Almost Getting Genesis Frowny Face. Today I almost got Genesis. Very good at setting up a premise. As a We were shopping everywhere after I got my back x-rayed. I don't know. Today, all I did was get in trouble, back x-rayed, and look for Genesis. That was a really short today. Signed, Jason Burke, age 10, grade 4. December 28th, 1991. Title, Saturday. Today I had a basketball game and I won 32-24. And my mom called all the toy stores looking for Genesis. We found it, but it is in Waterford, and that is far away. And I got a bumper pool table as a Christmas gift from Uncle Pat. And as usual, I got in trouble. Sometimes I really get pissed off at Grandma, and then in parentheses, especially Mom, Jill, and Karen. All the women in my life are... Bye-bye, see ya. Signed, Jason Burke, age 10, grade 4. December 29th, 1991. Title, Sunday, as you can expect. Today I went to church in the morning, and then my mom went to MedHelp because she had a cough and an earache. Then we went to Video Galaxy, and we rented a sad movie. That made me cry. And then the guy who works there said he could get us Genesis. At first, I didn't believe him. Then he called the person that could get me Genesis. Tomorrow, I could get Genesis. If I do, I'll tell you. Bye-bye. Signed, Jason Burke, age 10, grade 4. December 30th, 1991. Title, Monday. Today, my mom called Video Galaxy, and I'm going to get Genesis on Wednesday. Jeff came over, and we got in trouble for throwing bats at a house. And then they called my house, and my mom answered. And then I got yelled at by my mom and my grandma and had to go to bed at 8 p.m., and I can't have any friends over ever again. On MTV, I saw my favorite video called I'm Too Sexy. And I am too sexy. All caps on sexy with that one. Signed, Jason Burke, age 10, grade 4. All right. So I went from journaling every 5 days, took a month off, moved to a more manageable schedule of once a week for 2 weeks, and now we're here. 23 years later, I've never bought another journal for myself. But I did recently buy a second Sega Genesis.
That was Jason Burke on stage in Brooklyn at Littlefield. Now, while Jason was worried he'd never receive the perfect gift, our next reader, Tina, worried about something we've all experienced, the intense anxiety of finding the perfect gift for someone who already had it all.
He was a senior when I met him as a junior in my chemistry class. And there's no denying there was chemistry. But what I didn't know was that along with the chemistry came a whole lot of family money. Christopher's way to show love, appreciation, gratitude towards me was simply by buying me very nice gifts. And it wasn't the normal thing that high school boys are buying, like, you know, carnations that you get at the grocery store. These are the kind of gifts your husband gives to a wife on a 10-year anniversary.
Here's Tina Mellum on stage at King King in Los Angeles.
Hi, I'm Tina. I grew up in a really small town in Texas. So I'm 16, 17 years old. I don't really know a lot about boys. I met a boy, and I was completely smitten with this fella. And this is kind of my journal of how we met, our story, and you'll kind of see where it goes from there. December 85. Well, here I am once again. It's now December, and Craig is history. Oh, well. The new one in my life now is Christopher Jones. For my birthday, he gave me a giant teddy bear. It is so cute. I named him Palmer. For Christmas, he gave me a diamond necklace and his class ring. He will do anything to make me happy. He has already asked me to prom. Tina's in love again. May 86. Gosh, it's already May and school's fixing to end. Prom is already come and gone. It was so much fun. He picked me up, and after we got in the car, he gave me the cutest little teddy bear in a tux. He is so cute. I named him Tuxedo. After we were on our way, he turned around and gave me a small box wrapped in red paper. I opened it and saw the most beautiful ring. It has 16 pearls and 3 diamonds. I love it so much. He said that it was a promise for a promise ring. I'm really in love. From reading this, one might think that I only love Christopher for his gifts. Not true. I could give all of them back and still love them, crossed out, him. I love you, all caps, Christopher. Now, at this time, I realized it was time for me to start giving Christopher gifts, but I had no money. Christopher had an extremely wealthy family, whereas my parents made me pay 25 cents to watch a TV show. So I had to rely on my creativity to come up with what to give him.
There was nobody I loved more on this planet than Christopher. I would have done anything for him. I knew that with all of these gifts, I was eventually gonna have to do something. I just didn't know when, what, or how.
October 86. Wow, school started again and I'm finally a senior. Christopher is in college this year at Texas Tech. My parents say it's a sucky school. Christopher really wants to have sex. Should I let him? Will that make me a slut? I mean, what's the big deal? Christopher said he doesn't want to be the only virgin in Coleman Hall. I'm so confused. What if I hate it? I mean, I already let him finger me. Isn't that the same? I love him so much. What if he uses me and throws me away? No one will ever want me. Then I'll be the school slut like my best friend Jen Darling. She's a big slut. What should I do? Help! November 86. Hi again, it's me. I went to visit him last weekend in college and we fooled around, but I didn't have sex. His thing is so big. I named it Fred. He keeps He keeps sending me notes telling me how much he wants Fred and me. Christopher says Fred is only 3 fingers wide and that I can already take 2 fingers. I'm so stressed out. I love him so much, but I want our first time to be special. When I watch all my children, there's always music, candles, sexy clothes, and it looks so nice. It's not like that when he fingers me. I love him so much. What am I gonna do? December 86. Yay! Christopher is home from college. He says he has a lot of presents for me. I'm so excited for Christmas and my birthday. I think I'm gonna give him a blowjob for Christmas. Jen says it's easy. All you have to do is lick it a few times. She said to put whipped cream on it and lick it off. I'm not sure if you put the whole thing in your mouth. Yuck! She said sometimes it squirts out stuff, but that it's okay to swallow it.
Oh, God.
God, I hope I don't get pregnant. My mom will kill me. Gosh, Christmas and my birthday is over. Christopher gave me a huge teddy bear and a diamond ring. I love him so much. We have so much in common. I gave him some clothes and a blowjob. He didn't like the clothes, but he did like the blowjob. He said I needed some practice, so we should do it a lot. I guess it's okay. As soon as I put my tongue on it, he started shaking. I'm not sure if that's normal, but I went with it. I hope I don't have to do it a lot, but Christopher says he'll stop bugging me for sex if I do. I feel so slutty. I know everyone at school is gonna know I did it. Gross. Is it okay to be a slut if you're in love? Jen says it's okay. What does she know? She's a slut. March 87. I miss Christopher. He has been writing me all the time in college. He loves me so much. I think I'm finally ready to do it with him. His birthday is coming up, and I think the best gift in the world would be my virginity. I hope he likes it. Jen says it's no big deal. What does she know? She's a slut! I wonder if I have to prepare for this or if we just do it. I guess he just climbs on top and sticks Fred in. What do I do? Do I just lay there until it's over? How will I know it's over? On TV, the music just stops. Maybe I'll make a mixtape. School sucks. I miss Christopher. Okay. All right. May 87. Well, here I am. Do I sound different? I should. I finally did it with Christopher. We went out to the old spaghetti warehouse factory on his birthday. It was really yummy. He brought me a dozen roses on his birthday. Can you believe it? When we got home, we went to the rec room and started fooling around. He was so excited and kept telling me how much he loved me. Before I knew it, Fred was out and ready to go. He promised to go slow so he wouldn't hurt me. Really? Three fingers my ass, Fred was more like a fist. Anyway, he stuck it in and then pushed real hard. It hurt so bad. I don't understand why anyone would want to do this. It lasted all of 10 seconds and then it was over. It's not like in the movies or on All My Children at all. No music, candles, nothing. I waited all this time for that? Ugh, Christopher loved it. What else is new? He said a blowjob and sex would be the perfect night. Are all men like that?
I think when you're young, you don't really know what love is. And it's not something that someone teaches you. There wasn't a week that went by that I didn't get a gift from him. So for me, love became someone that gives me things. So I was fulfilled with the gift giving. For him, I think love a more sexual place for him. Like, she can give me this. Oh, she loves me because she let me touch her breast. She loves me because she let me go to second base.
That was Tina, and before her, Jason, sharing their childhood writings with no embellishing, no exaggerating, just God-given awkwardness. And this concludes our holiday episode, where we learned that the only gift better than sex is a Sega Genesis. Oh, Sonic, you dirty little hedgehog. To share the shame, follow us on Facebook or Twitter, or visit getmortified.com to learn about Mortified stage shows, books, films, and beyond. Click participate, and who knows, maybe you'll appear on a future episode of this series. As many of you know, the Mortified Podcast is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, which is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation and MailChimp. If your company would like to support our podcast too, we would love that. Email sponsor at radiotopia.fm. Our podcast production team for this episode includes Katie McMurrin, Pooja Bhatt, Dave Nadelberg, and myself, Neil Katcher. Ann Jensen Smith and Stephen Chapaska story produced this for the stage. Music by Gordon Bash, Alex Burke, Adam Smith, The Angel, Zoe Rose Palladino, Snake Snake Snakes, and Brandon Fichter, who composed the track Holiday Kingdom. Additional thanks to Lance Roberts Studios, Ryan O'Connell, and Serena Ansari, and all the dedicated Mortified Live producers whose work make the stage show possible. Until next time, we remind you that we are freaks, we are fragile, and we all survive.